From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, a number of very friendly faces who have been here before. The Bee Eaters and Sean Watkins are all in here today. Hello, welcome back.
Hello.
Hey.
It's good to see you all.
You as well.
How are things? It's been a number of years since the Bee Eaters were here, though individually you have been here in other projects. Tell me what has been going on in the lives of the Bee Eaters, and Sean, we'll get to you in a second, because obviously you guys have come together for a new project.
Yeah, well, you know, we got so famous and rich that we just didn't know what to do with ourselves. So we...
you bought an airplane and...
Yeah. Right?
A few houses.
Yeah. A few 100,000 acres. No, we've just been playing music, and it's been wonderful.
And working a lot on the music camps, and This has been a big throughout the course of the last year. This collaboration with Sean has been a big musically inspiring thing for all of us, just to come together. So that's been a lot of what's going on, and just running music camps and traveling around as we often do, carrying it on as we can.
I mean, education has always seemed to be an extremely big part of your musical lives. I mean, for over a decade now, you guys have been teaching and putting on camps and trying to bring along the next generation of players.
Yeah, I'd say education has always been a big part of it. Like, we were so fortunate to study with all the people we got to learn from, you know, all over the country. We'd travel wherever we could and grab somebody for a lesson after their concert. And so seeing it from that side.
I remember driving 8 hours to get a lesson from somebody who said they weren't sure. We had to write her mom, and her mom was in Nova Scotia. And she said, well, I don't know if she'll have time after the show, but you can come and just see. So we drove 8 hours and asked if she might have time. And
just
said,
on a hope.
Yeah, and she said, sure. And so we had a lesson at midnight backstage at the Freight and Salvage.
Who's that?
Natalie McMaster, actually.
Yeah, and Cape Breton Fiddler. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, we were teenagers. It was like, it made us so thrilled, like, that somebody would take that time with us. And so we tried to reciprocate.
They do these camps that are so great, and I've gotten to be a part of them for... I think the first one I did was 2011-ish. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Around there?
About that. Yeah, some years now.
At their Shasta Music Summit. And it's just really inspiring to see them, you know, spend this, you know, so much time with these really talented kids, and to have seen them, you know, a lot of them are, you know, are kind of grown-ups now from the first time that I went. And it's just really cool to get to follow through and see them turn into these great musicians and go off into the world.
Well, even some of the string summits that I've been to in past years, some of the performers are now Grammy winners. Right?
Yes.
It's exciting.
Right, yeah.
It's turned out well. The Bee Eaters and Sean Watkins are my guests live today in the JPR studios. So this is a relatively new project officially for you guys to be making music together. I know you have played together off and on for years. What do you guys want to do first here in the studio today?
Why don't we do a song, a new song called Goodbye. It's a song of mine that we recorded last September, at a friend's place in Santa Barbara. He has got this really, really cool place in Montecito, close to where all the fires and flooding happened. This is called Goodbye, and it's kind of a fiddle tune that turned into a song.
It's the Bee Eaters and Sean Watkins live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Ready?
Yes. Time.
trying to get home. The graveyard's in the foreground now, and the Dodgers right behind, buried beneath their stadium's glow. And somehow above the chaos, no mortar seems right, and it gives a weary heart some hope. And it's down with defending myself from those hiding eyes within words that sound moment you've reached the brink, saying you're not your feelings, you're not your feelings. If you'll stop believing everything you think, and it's down with these endings I've written in my mind, hidden eyes within words that sound kind.
Beaters and Sean Watkins playing live for us today in the JPR studios. That one is called Goodbye. So where is home now for each of you? Because there are always logistics involved in trying to get together to work up new songs, to, you know, to play off of one another, which is so much of the music that you guys create.
It is, in fact. Home, well, home can have so many different meanings.
Where do you get your mail?
It's complex, a variety of places, depending where I'll be. But Tashina and I grew up in rural Trinity County, and we've always, except for a few years we were living out in Boston, we've always kind of based ourselves in, you know, that region of Northern California between Mount Shasta and the coast, and lived a variety of places. And it's been out on the Salmon River the most recently. And Simon's around there a lot when he's not up where he grew up on Bainbridge Island.
Right, yeah, kind of splitting time between the two places.
There's a lot of driving I-5. Sean is some ways further down.
you always know when you're going to go to a Bee Eater's residence that's going to be very beautiful and mountainous.
And you're not going to get cell signal for a while.
I'm in Los
right?
Angeles.
Perhaps not.
Yeah. But California is a very long state, but we found, you know, we make time to meet up and play music, and it's, you know, you can make it work.
Looking at the chronology, it's been since like 2011 or so that there has been a proper Bee Eaters record. Is that correct?
That is true, yes. Yep. Well, Odd Fellows Road came out in 2011.
We thought that one was so great that
we didn't need another one. There's much that we've learned since, musically and also just about life, and that, of course, informs the music you play. And many tunes that have come along in the years since then, and I know they will have their moment to be more officially released. We're playing them in the meantime, and they develop and they evolve on stage as we go, which is never something we decided to do consciously, but it's interesting how that's happened. So a lot of arrangements have come together as we perform over the years, and they are, as of yet, officially unrecorded.
Yeah. So how did this project get launched? I mean, like I said, you guys have known each other forever and have been at camps together and on stage together. But at what point does it become, you know, we should do something together, into we should actually really do something together?
Yeah, well, we've played a bunch, you know, at their camps. And then a few years ago when I was making my last solo record, What to Fear, they came down to Los Angeles and played on four of the songs. And And then we ended up doing a festival down there, and we've always kind of tossed, you always toss out ideas like, hey, let's do more, let's do something. And and then last year I got asked to host a Paul Simon tribute show in Los Angeles, and had a bunch of guests, and I was hosting, but I was also kind of in charge of the band, and I you know, asked them if they'd come down and be like the house band with me, and it was super fun. And we ended up learning Graceland, which we'll do here in a bit. And that song, it was just really fun and really cool. And my manager was like, "Man, that was really great. You should do more of that." And we've been talking about it, and so I called him up and said, "Hey, you guys want to record some songs? I've got a friend with a Kwanzaa hut in Santa Barbara." So we set up a bunch of microphones in this Kwanzaa hut, and recorded these songs. And so it's just been kind of something that we've wanted to do, and now it's kind of coming to a time when we're going to start doing it.
It's the Bee Eaters and Sean Watkins live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Well, you mentioned Graceland. Will you do that one for us?
Sure, yeah. Love this song. It's just really fun to play it every time.
Mississippi Delta, shining like a national guitar. I am following the river, down the highway, through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He is the child of my first marriage. But I'm reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own. I never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. She says losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees your moment apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. Traveling companions are ghosts in empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts in empties. But I have reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so that's what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. Now I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees your blown apart. Everybody feels the wind. Graceland, I cannot explain. There's some part of me that wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending. Or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. Oh, I'm going to Graceland, Graceland. I'm going to Graceland.
That is Graceland. It's the Bee Eaters and Sean Watkins live today here in the JPR studios. Tristan, am I correct in saying that I have seen you in recent months with a guitar back in your hands doing some playing and some competition work?
Perhaps a tenor guitar. Not, yeah. I won't go near a full-size standard guitar because I can't find the notes on it. It's not tuned in fifths like all the instruments I play, but tenor guitar, yeah, there's a bit of that. You know, Tishina and I grew up doing a lot of the fiddle contests around the West Coast and wherever, playing the Texas fiddle tunes. And that's one fun thing to do on a tenor guitar is play the backup of those Texas fiddle tunes, which has its own loping particular groove that's hard to describe in words, but it feels really good. So we keep up with that music.
So do you pick that stuff up again just to give yourself kind of a mental break and to create some new ideas, or do you really just try to just stomp on the competitions?
I don't think we stomp competitions.
It's a fun way. It's a great way to connect with people who we know and have known for a long time who play that music, and that's kind of what music is in general. Is it's a communication, a language you can share with some other people, and that's a vocabulary that we have with some friends. Some friends in particular who we've been playing some house concerts with and working up material and exploring those Texas tunes that get played in the contests alongside of older Appalachian old time stuff.
Yeah, and speaking for myself, just showing up at those contests being a bass player, it's a great community of people and just a fun hang, and it's a great excuse to get together. And like Tristan was saying, that's the vocabulary there, the Texas style stuff. And I feel lucky to get to show up and be like, oh, how does this go? Okay, like, show me how this works.
And I will say that Tristan tends to accidentally stomp on the competition.
It's unintended fallout, right? So do you guys have a date on the calendar, long-range date, for when this collection of tunes might eventually come out?
We're going to start leaking some songs out.
Yeah?
like one a month starting next month. Kind of the planning for that still in the works. And then hopefully later in the year we'll release more songs altogether.
Look forward to it.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So great to be back.
It's the Bee Eaters and Sean Watkins. From my left to right, Simon Christman on hammered dulcimer, Tristan Claridge on cello, Sean Watkins on guitar and vocals, Tishina Claridge on fiddle. You guys have one more for us?
Yeah, this is an instrumental that was on my last solo record, and it's called Local Honey. Ready?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's Local Honey. It's the Bee Eaters and Sean Watkins live today here on JPR. A new record, or at least onesie-twosie songs, seeping out over the next couple of months. Yeah. We're looking forward to it. Yeah, it's good to see you guys. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.